going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
You're listening to Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. During her campaign, Mayor Kara Spencer said she was frustrated, disappointed, and frankly horrified with the St. Louis Development Corporation. Mayor Spencer is a former SLDC member. She resigned last year and wanted an investigation into how funds are spent. She says the board ignored her complaints because the board chair was also the president. Spencer says she wants to see changes at SLDC leadership, starting with a new chairman of the board. After her swearing in, Sean Malone pressed her on whether she would demand CEO Neil Richardson step down.
Are you okay if Neil Richardson stays on as CEO, or are you just unequivocal you would like to see him step down?
I've talked a lot about this over the last few months. I would like to see some change there. I do think it's important that we establish a board chair that is separate from the CEO. That is critical to moving forward with transparency and accountability. How we do that and who's in those places is something I'm going to be discussing with the board of SLDC in the coming days and weeks, and I'll have more about that in the future.
Would you be okay with him staying on as CEO if he's no longer chairing the board?
We're going to be having these discussions in the coming days, and I look forward to sharing more as we get in line with the board.
Sean reached out to Richardson asking if he and Mayor Spencer have talked since her election victory.
No, we haven't spoke to each other directly. I have communicated with her chief of staff, Nancy Halls, who's been great, just kind of letting her know what my position is, how the board works, sharing documents and files with her to really help her understand the power of the board, what position the mayor appoints on the SODC board of directors, as well as other SODC boards that are administered by us. And so that's been the extent of my conversations to this point with the new administration. But I am, again, supportive of any direction that they want to go. If, you know, they want to appoint a new chair of the board, they have earned that right, and they have the authority out of the mayor's office to do that. And I want to be supportive of that transition to a new chair if that's the direction that they would like to go.
Can you talk about how serving as both CEO and chair of the board worked from your perspective, especially since you just said it would have to be that board that if they did want to remove you as CEO, it would be that same board that you're chair of that would have to do it. She said at times that's not a proper relationship between both positions. What's your position on that since you're the one serving in both?
Yeah, so from an operational standpoint, it helps with coordinating with the staff, preparing resolutions, reviewing those resolutions, and then ensuring that our board members are aware of the contents of those resolutions that are going into those board packets, and then being present to answer any questions they may have prior to those board packets being presented to the public, and then ultimately those resolutions taken before the board. I think that the key piece around serving as both the chair of the SODC Board of Directors and the the CEO, it allowed for me to provide, you know, some greater context during discussion for the board members around not just the resolution that's being presented to them, but the other matters that may surround it. So as you think about a lot of the operations, like technology, human resource management, the marketing and communications, some of the budgets that we have to approve. You know, as a CEO, I have several directors and vice presidents and senior vice presidents that report to me that I'm getting ongoing reports from, data tracking, meet with them one-on-one on a weekly and bi-weekly basis to understand their projects. And then I'm able to prioritize what needs to go before the board, prepare those resolutions in partnership with our legal team, and then being able to give greater context to the board of directors around decisions that they're voting on.
Do you believe the relationship between you and Mayor Spencer is amendable, where you could move forward with, you know, you continuing to serve as CEO?
Yeah, so I'm, you know, open to the conversation with Mayor Spencer, and, you know, her and I, I'm sure, will have a discussion about her vision around economic development, see if there's areas of alignment, areas that she would like for SODC to be focused on. But again, it would be very challenging for SODC to operate without a strong partnership and alignment with the mayor's office, because economic development is very important to the growth of this city. And the voters elected, you know, for her vision to be moved forward. And, you know, I respect that and want to work with her in any capacity that she would like for me to help make that happen. For St. Louis to be successful, we need our mayor to be successful. And that's what I'm here to try to do, even if she decides to, you know, go through a transition process. I'm here to support what's best for SODC and what's best for the city.
With that in mind, if in the conversation that you eventually have with her, she asks for your resignation as CEO, would you step down?
That's something that her and I would have to discuss in greater detail. I couldn't make a comment on that one way or the other right now. But I would say that, you know, it wouldn't be my interest to be in dispute with the mayor of the city. I want to work in collaboration, and I think collaboration, unity is what this city needs right now.
Neil, thank you so much for your time, sir. We appreciate it.
Thank you.